Manu Patra alerts dated the 25th of March 2019. Supreme Court has dismissed a plea challenging the constitutional validity of ordinance which makes the practice of instant triple talaq a punishable offence. Supreme Court has asked the Election Commission to consider increasing the number of VVPATs that are used to randomly verify votes cast by electronic voting machines or EVM. Supreme Court has refused to entertain a plea filed by former DGP of Uttar Pradesh seeking a direction to the Election Commission to ban road shows and bike rallies during polls. SC while dismissing the application seeking transfer of petitions over the Sabarimala temple entry controversy pending in the Kerala High Court to itself has asked the government of Kerala to approach the High Court for the modification of the interim directions. Supreme Court has issued notice to CBI on a plea seeking direction to the probe agency to place the investigation report in the disproportionate assets case against Samajwadi Party leader Mulayam Singh Yadav and his sons Akhilesh Yadav and Pratik Yadav. Allahabad High Court has ruled that in a case pertaining to a man and wife who applied separately for Noida Authority residential flat scheme and both got allotment letters, either husband or wife is entitled to allotment. Delhi High Court has refused to grant any interim relief in money laundering case to Robert Vadra, brother-in-law of Congress President Rahul Gandhi. National Company Law Appellate Tribunal, NCLAT, has set aside the order to liquidate Jyoti structure and asked the Mumbai bench of NCLT to consider the 4,000 crore rupee resolution plan submitted by Sharat Sanghi and others. Delhi High Court has upheld realty firm Parsvanath Limited claim of 1,034 crore rupees in a dispute with Rail Land Development Authority related to a project in the national capital. Kerala High Court has ruled that a petition seeking divorce under Section 13 of the Hindu Marriage Act can be filed through a power of attorney. Madras High Court, while dismissing plea seeking to reschedule the election date in Tamil Nadu to any other day than Maundy Thursday, has observed that it is the duty of every citizen to cooperate in the election process. Madras High Court has ruled that canon law does not bind Income Tax Act and so salaries received by missionaries and nuns of Catholic Church for teaching services are liable to be subjected to tax deduction at source, TDS, under Section 192 of the Act. Kerala High Court has observed that a tenant cannot question the choice of a landlord to live in a hut-like structure and if the desire of the landlord to live in particular area of their choice is found genuine, it has to be respected. After 14 years, Bombay High Court has ordered reinstatement of an HIV-positive man who was invalidly discharged on being diagnosed with HIV and tuberculosis. Madras High Court, while dismissing a PIL filed by some hostelers challenging the constitutionality of Tamil Nadu Hostels and Home for Women and Children, Regulation, Act, 2014, has observed that treating men and women differently in the matter of security and safety cannot be termed as discrimination. Delhi High Court, while deciding an application seeking permission to file certain additional documents in a commercial suit, has observed that there is an imminent need for change in attitude and will for expeditious disposal of commercial suits. Madras High Court has came to the rescue of a 40-year-old secondary grade teacher whose services were terminated 22 years ago on the ground that her diploma had not been evaluated as it was obtained from another state, and directed Tamil Nadu government to reinstate her. Delhi Court has ordered attachment of liquor baron Vijay Mallya's properties in Bengaluru in a case relating to FERA violations and directed the state police to attach the properties by the 10th of July.